JC2S, Part 2.
Number 20B.
All right, so therefore that spirit tone of the pondering being, Anoa, as I said, brings us now into a soul tone, always into a more identified sense of the situation. So we come now of truth as spirit, as soul. And we say, therefore, that that mind, which is the remedy, which controls only through its spiritual means, through the power of mind, and certainly not through human will power, that therefore, as soul, we see in the struggle for recovery, the spirit of immortal mind subdues the belief of mortal mind. So now we say, yes, of course, that if those beliefs of human will have been obstinately tenacious within my experience, now because I have turned to the infinite mind, the divine mind, as that only power, now in that struggle for recovery that goes in within my consciousness, that mind takes ascendancy. See, at the point of soul, then if we are a good Noah and we only are focusing on it, then that happens in mind, it takes ascendancy, and that mind begins to subdue those beliefs. And once it begins to subdue the beliefs, it subdues the physical. But it always comes that the belief within us is subdued first. Because we see, as she'll show here, I believe, that, well, yes, she brings out then, therefore, that what I've been talking about all along now, that those ideas, therefore, control the beliefs. And when they first control the beliefs, they change our mentality. See, that when we go out from the divine mind, the spiritual standpoint, it comes to that whole realm of beliefs and subdues that mental realm, and it changes that mental realm. It sets that mental realm straight, how it has been in the past, in the present, in the future. And once the mental realm within us is set straight, then the physical comes. That's why as it goes on with the Nahum story on to the other minor prophets, the next one after Nahum shows then that this victory is first in the struggle for recovery, in the tenacity of air, that the victory first is in the spiritual mountains, huh? That we have victory first in the mountains, in that higher realm, that mind subdues first the beliefs of the second degree, and then the next prophet says we have victory in the valley, in the physical. So therefore the spiritual subdues the beliefs, and then it subdues it in the valley. Then the physical comes. So it isn't that the physical claim goes right away. First the mental is taken care of. So we may say, well, the physical still hangs on. Well, the spiritual is working within that morphogenetic field, cleaning out those beliefs that are hanging on. We have to allow the patience to let that prayer of Anoa within us. See, prayer is always patience. To let the order of spirit move in our life. If the healing doesn't come instantaneously, we have to allow that pondering, that prayer, that culturing, that discovery within our consciousness is a step-by-step ordered process, and we allow it step-by-step. The idea is to replace the false beliefs. As that happens, mentality becomes transparent, and when mentality becomes transparent, the physical goes. So that is why it's truth is spirit, huh? That we allow that discovery to go on with patience and not force the birth. It will be made known to consciousness. The healing will come. But spirit says don't force the birth at this point. Okay, well, let's take a break and then we will go on. All right, so we have a question from the audience just concerning this point of healing, about how we know what the specific idea is for a specific ailment. Well, we can see that, first of all, as John Dorley said in his method of practice, we have to put the problem out of the way, because therefore what we see is that we'd be making a reality out of that physical claim by going out from the physical claim and trying to see what the idea was behind it. That was the difficulty that they had during the Kimball time, that they kept reading from sense testimony. And that's incorrect reasoning, isn't it, Wynn? So we don't go out from it, we put it aside, we don't make a reality of it. Air is neither person, place, nor thing. It's just nothing we know claiming to be something, and we've reduced that physical claim to just some belief. So we know that some claim against our identity. At that point, we don't know what the specific claim is. So we turn, and then Dorley says, we turn to the mind of God. And that reveals the specific idea for the specific situation. Now we see how that works. That works by turning away from the claim and turning away from the claim and then turning to the divine mind. We see how that works. We begin, that mind of Christ begins to read ideas, first generally, not for any healing. We don't go to mind and say, I have a physical difficulty, heal me. Then that's error trying to be healed. You have to go to mind with the white garments, with perfection of consciousness. That's why you turn away from and you turn to. And therefore we go to that mind with the white garments on, and therefore we appeal to that mind and we say, oh yes, well, I put the problem out of the way. I turn to that mind which sees always the solution from the very beginning. Are the recorders on? Okay. It sees the solution from the very beginning, so we know that. See, it's just a state of understanding at that point when we say, all right, allow mind to remedy the situation. So as we've seen now a few times in the exercises together, we turn to mind and we say, mind is love. Mind knows the solution for my whole life, doesn't it? It knows the solution for every event of my career. That's why I turn to it. And it's going to make that solution known for every single moment, because that is the mind of Christ. It operates as the Christ, see? It takes that whole realm of the solution for my whole life, and it brings it to right to the specific moment where I am through the law of truth, that whole which infinitely individualizes itself and adapts itself to a specific situation. I know that that Christ has within itself the ability to bring the whole to the moment. And then as we see, we know, and these are just realizations going on within consciousness. And therefore, what one does say, all right, but I always have to work from the whole. I can never work from the part, because the part finds its solution within the whole. It never finds its solution within the part. You want that the healing to come to, you're not considering healing, but if we digress a moment, we know we want the healing to come as a solution for your whole life, not just to make the toe better. You want it to heal your life. It's a life problem. It's not a physical problem. And so, therefore, you want the solution to come within the whole. See, that's what they already see in holistic reasoning, that today if they go out remedy a certain organ with a certain drug, well, that drug can break down all the other organs around it. They need a remedy that remedies the whole and the part. And even in world ecology, if they remedy just one little bug on an apple, let's say, that can ruin the whole apple. So what one has to see is that we turn to the mind because it gives us holistic healing. It's not a fix-it shop for an individual part that works, but then the whole isn't working. So we say, all right, in my prayerful attitude, I'm willing to have Christian Science healing. See, that's already that attitude. Do we want Christian Science healing? That's that a question that comes before obstetrics, that mental forerunner. What are our motives? Are they human or divine? Do we want Christian Science just to patch up the toe so we can go on again with this character deficiency, which is maybe within ourselves human will? Or within whatever it is, it says, Do we not want to give up within our consciousness our nature, which isn't like the God? We just want the physical healing. Or do we not want to give it up within our consciousness a family history, a family tie, a genetic tie, that we feel the bonds of family pass from one tradition? Or do we not want to give up world traditions, whatever these things are, you see? So we say to ourselves, am I willing to give up all that tradition or beliefs within myself? That's the attitude we bring to the Christ. He says, because you see, Christian Science heals, as we'll go on to see, ethically and morally before it heals physically, as I'm saying. It heals the mental before the physical. Not everybody wants to become moral. They just want their body put back into shape so they can go on and do what they've been doing. With the same attitude, the same nature, the same, you know, person that we've always been. So the attitude, do we want a Christian Science healing? That's going to heal us ethically and morally and then physically. That has to be resolved within consciousness. So that's why we work from the whole to the part, you see. The mind of Christ will always come from that holistic truth and bringing that truth to the mental, which heals mentally first and then heals physically. So therefore we work, therefore in mind reading, we turn to the mind, and then that mind reads its whole field of information. It reads all that's going on within mind, so we ponder all what we know about mind and its ideas. We go out from that then. And then it ponders all that it knows about spirit and its ideas. And we go out and ponder that. Then we ponder all we know about soul and its ideas generally. Then all we know about principle and its ideas and life, truth, and love and its idea. That's mind reading, that feel of absolute Christian Science. Not for a healing, just because we love God. And the healing we aren't identifying with anymore. So this is just a like, entertaining like, a love for the, a loving the truth for the sake of loving the truth. And therefore, therefore, as we love the truth for the sake of loving the truth and just get lost within that transparency of just loving it, suddenly that Christ begins, as it was reading all that information, as the mind of Christ is reading all that information, it picks out, it's scanning all that information, it's bringing all that information and seeking it out of you. It does it itself. All that information is coming to you and trying to find agreement. If it finds it, find. It's all of it is working on consciousness. It's seeking out what you're studying, seeking out agreement. What you're studying, subject and object is always going on. Soul is always going on. That identifying process between what you're reading and what you are is constantly going on. And therefore, if somewhere in the identification process, as you're concept building, tonality building, consciousness building, and being building, as that soul process is going on and maintaining that identification, somewhere you come along and there's no agreement. Something that you're reading or studying, or it happens in life experience and you've been studying something about the balance of soul, let's say, in that we must not have selfish attitudes and self-interest, let's say, and that soul is the self-abnegation of the ego for the divine. Suddenly you stop because there's no congruence, you see. You realize in your life there isn't that. The Christ makes known, it covers and say, well, that's just not my nature. I have been after self-interest, you see. I've been trying to get ahead and step on everybody else along the way. The What Made Sammy Run story. So therefore, suddenly Sammy stops at that point of self-abnegation for the ego for the divine and begins the struggle. How do I give up my ego for the divine? I don't want to give up my ego for the divine. That is bringing me substance. Spirit, huh? He looks back at spirit and says, oh, well, I'm getting a lot of money for this corporate climb attitude. If I start cooperating with my peers, then that means I'm equal with them and I may not get more money than they am. I only am going to get this substance. It looks always back to spirit. I'm getting all this dead matter because I have this attitude. If I give up this attitude, I'm going to lose my substance. So now Sammy, in giving up his personal ego, self-abnegating for the divine, comes to spirit. And then the struggle goes on. Because he says, well, now that's a struggle. Shall I or shan't I? Shall I stay with the matter is substance, money is substance, because I've got to give that up? So he thinks within consciousness to cooperate. And so there you can see a real struggle of purity comes on. Now either he does it or doesn't. And that's where the purification process goes on. If he doesn't, well, then he continues on. And that's and there's no healing. You see, there's no willingness to change the nature first. But if he says, all right, I can see I'm just going to continue to be sick, that this is making him sick. He knows that. He knows that the hard work, the many hours are making him ill. So therefore, if he goes for the release of the ego for the divine and realizes true substance, that true substance comes to him from the divine mind, which are ideas, and those ideas, however creative, are always supported, because if he gives his identity to principle, principle always will bring out his individuality of life. And that individuality is always in a unique form of its ideal form, truth of perfection. So actually, when he begins to reason holistically, he says, oh, well, that my identity is actually something of bigger value than self-interest, because in the whole, my identity, if I get it right with the principle, I then am fulfilling my principled mission, which is within the whole, and I am helping that universal tick, 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 because if I am not working for the whole, then I'm one of the parts of the watch that isn't in there correctly. Therefore, the universal watch isn't working. There's no tick coming out of the watch. So he says to himself, well, therefore, if I abnegate the ego for the principle, I am fulfilling my principled mission, which is unique and nobody else can do it. It's different. I'm not going to worry now about my peers, whether I said they carry the ocean liner first or I get it second. I participate in oceanicness, which carries on that spiritual universe, which then I help the tick, tick, tick. And he has his nature healing and the physical goes. So, you see, that was presented to him through mind reading, that suddenly, as he put the problem aside and turned to the Infinite One, and just read ideas, it becomes obvious to us when we're studying what's agreeing and what's not agreeing with what we're reading. That's very obvious, just whether we want to face it or not. So, and then that point of agreement there at soul always takes us back to the struggle of spirit. That's why this next point is a struggle for recovery. It's then a struggle, see? Soul will look back at spirit. It takes it out then of the agreement sense and shoves us back to where we belong at spirit, right? To let the warfare go on. But then it shoves us back to mind and say, your basis is wrong. You've got to go out from the divine mind and let the and desire only mind, and what the vision mind is, gives you about your life, and let that vision now, which mind will always give of your place within love, within the holistic realm of love. And when mind gives you the vision of what one's place is within the holistic realm of love, then now you're coming the positive route. See, it worked you back through the reverse order always, you see. In the healing, as she showed over and over again in the first part, building up towards this healing, she always gave the soul, spirit, mind, the reverse order there. It's positive. I mean, it's that soul, spirit, mind translation, huh? Where it, I don't mean reverse. I mean, we call it reverse because we go from mind to spirit to soul, but it's the Christ order of soul, spirit, mind, huh? That first, the identification comes to us through the Christ order, you see? And then that Christ order takes us to spirit, which begins to order and purify. And then it takes us to mind, huh? That the basis of the problem is mind. And then we go out from mind, you see? And that mind gives us the vision. And then when mind gives us the vision of that specific situation through the laws of truth, life, and love, then the Noah comes in. We stick to the vision. We resist all that goes against the vision. We stick to the vision, and when we stick to the vision, the definiteness of that vision becomes the promised land. And then we identify with principle, and that brings us the life of the situation, the health of the situation, and the fulfillment of the situation. Do you see? And that's how she shows healing. So it's a very scientific process that's going on here within the Christ, mind of Christ. And as we see, there's nothing mysterious about it. We just have to allow it to be the method that we, as Christian scientists, say we're Christian scientists, so it has to be that superior method that we turn to. So we see then that that point then as truth, as spirit, as soul, is saying yes, therefore that that truth, which mind is the remedy, as spirit, only operates through its own channels. You see, we've seen now that that mind is only operating through the mind of Christ, isn't it? That mind is only operating through its own channels of the Christ, through the Christ order of principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind, which corrects this our standpoint so that we go out from. Doesn't the Christ order open up then? Mind, spirit, soul, princely, so then we can evolve. Once our consciousness has let the Christ take us from principle, life, truth, love, to soul, spirit, mind, you have the law of correction through that order, which then does what? Once it's analyzed and uncovered, in the third degree, what order do we get there? The word order. It then opens up the ability for us, as I said, then to go out from that wisdom, to take the vision, spirit, the purity, to focus on the vision. Isn't that now the Christ order open? The mind of Christ opens up the word order, huh? As I said. On the third degree. That's the outcome. See, we turn to page 115, 116, and we see that by having the mind of Christ, see, let's just look at, see, all our, the mind of Christ just allows this translation to go on. Turn to page 115. So, therefore, on 115, the scientific translation of immortal mind, I just took you through that, where that mind allows its consciousness to go through that principle, life, truth, love, soul, which identifies what the problem is, it uncovers the problem, spirit, which has the ordering process, the purifying process that we struggle with. Shall I let go of the problem? Shall I not let go of self-interest? Sammy struggles, huh, at spirit. And then if Sammy is willing to let go and of the problem and goes for the purification, it takes him back to the divine mind. Huh? And that divine mind, therefore, gives him the vision that he should go out from holistic being, from non-competition, that he should have that, give his identity back to principle. That idea comes. And then when it comes, it has the first degree uncovered the error. He's let it go. The second degree, the evil beliefs are disappearing. And so when we go back to mind, we're at the third degree. And therefore, then it comes the other way. It opens the way that Christ order opens the way for the word order. That once the idea has been, Sammy says, okay, I go for the purity. I go to the divine mind. I let the divine mind give me the vision of what should happen in my life and get rid of self-interest. Then Sammy's open for the word order. He then is open for mind to give him the wisdom in the situation. He's open for spirit to give him the purity, to focus only on that vision of self-abnegating his ego for the divine. And if he does that, then it opens up soul, the spiritual understanding, to stick to that truth now. Sammy's not going to backslide and go back into the wilderness. He's going to allow his self-abnegation of the ego for the divine to happen through spiritual understanding now. And then he goes on and says, I wed that my ego now to the divine. When he does that, Sammy has spiritual power. Finally, you see. And that spiritual power comes as life. It lives within him. That whole new identity that Sammy has takes on spiritual power. It lives within him. It gives him the ability of love to lay down that old mortal concept of life he had, of in and of self-interest, and to turn now to the principle, to love that principle so much. What does it bring to Sammy? He's healed. and his consciousness forever just flows within the realm of love. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. And that's how healing goes on. And that's this chapter of medicine. That's healing of the Christ, first translation and the second translation going on within the mind of Christ. So we see then that we go on, and so this enigma of healing is being taken away from us through this terrific chat point here of medicine. So we see then that we were at the point of truth, as spirit, as soul, and we were building up to that, saying, all right, for that truth, which is the remedy as mind, where the divine mind reading, mind is Christ reading its ideas through, becomes the remedy. First reading all the holistic ideas, then they are presented individually to us. And therefore that mind which is using the channels of the Christ as the Christ is the only channels it uses. In that healing practice we just gave to ourselves, we never resorted to any material means, did we? We just relied on the mind of Christ in its first and second translation to heal. There was no talk of drugs. We never talked of any drug that we should have taken, Sammy should have had. He had a physical claim that was because of his self-interest, but we never recommended drugs, nor did we recommend him to argue with air, to affirm the truth or deny the air. We recommended to go to the mind of Christ. Never was there any material means or mental means included within that healing, because it's a healing of spirit, which cannot be divided into its opposite. Therefore, we see then that mind, therefore, as truth, as spirit, as mind, it didn't coalesce with the drugs. It certainly, as spirit, didn't coalesce with the human willpower, willing Sammy sitting in there, willing himself to recover through auto-suggestion. Sammy didn't do that either, did he? No, so he didn't do the spirit tone. And then truth as spirit is soul. Sammy certainly had a struggle for recovery. But because he went for the mind healing, the correction to go on within him, that then he got his healing, because that subdued, therefore, the beliefs of mortal mind. He let those beliefs go, and that then was bringing forth begins to bring forth the substance of his healing. It begins, so every time you get a soul tone, you begin to get a more and more identified sense of a healing coming forth. Yet it's still under the big tone of truth of spirit. We still have yet to go on, but you begin to hear the promise.